See you in Seattle. See you at the fair.
Meet Me at the Fair was produced by 8th graders from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Productions in Seattle, Washington, in celebration of the 1962 Seattle World's Fair.
The 1962 Seattle World's Fair attracted 10 million people from around the world with its ideas of a new and exciting future, putting Seattle on the map. Many people saw Seattle for the first time, like Jane Morton, a 16-year-old girl who arrived with her fellow band members on the train from Kansas.
There were 60 of us in our band, 50 girls and 12 boys. And for many of those folks, it was probably their only trip to Seattle. Maybe it was their only trip out of Kansas. And for all of us, it was just being able to come to a big city like Seattle and to be able to come to a fair where there were all people from all over the world was a fabulous opportunity for all of us.
The fair introduced the crowds to exotic new foods and ideas like the Space Needle, meals prepared in microwave ovens, and the space-oriented amusement zone. People could come to see world-class art, international exhibits and performers, and try direct dialing long distance. People experienced sights, sounds, and tastes they'd never before dreamed of finding in Seattle.
There were rides. We had one young man. We had some middle school age kids with us, and he spent all his money at the fun fair, it was called, the first day. So we had to help him out the rest of the time. I do remember the sky ride, though. The sky ride went across the whole fairgrounds, and I particularly remembered being up on there and being able to see everything. And, of course, the Space Needle. You waited in line. That was something you had to do.
To many people, the Space Needle represents Seattle. It was the first thing you'd see as you took the monorail towards the fairground. Jane and her fellow students were always looking up at the Space Needle, which was painted orange, to see what it looked like from different places. While Seattle was new and exciting to the students, Jane remembers that they had come to the fair to share a little bit of their hometown.
Well, we were invited to represent the state of Kansas, and so we were there for Kansas Day, which was June 7th, and we also performed another day at the fair. So we were there 2 days. One of our funniest stories was that we carried these little packages of wheat with us. And the story always was that we went around and planted the wheat in all the flower pots that were around the fairground. They probably came up and were pulled as weeds, but we did plant them all, and we thought that was pretty funny.
Kansas tried to bring Washington State a gift while Jane was in Seattle, but it didn't go exactly as planned.
On Kansas Day, the governor was there from the state, and Governor Rosalini was there from Washington. They were supposed to bring this wonderful animal named Sunflower and to present it to Governor Rosalini. Well, Sunflower was an American bison, a buffalo, and it was determined that that wouldn't be a very good idea. So they took him to the zoo. Or her, I don't know if it was a her or him, but they took her straight to the zoo, and so we never did see Sunflower. So that was something I did remember, that the governor's there and the raising of the flag.
At the Seattle World's Fair, there were new foods to try, like pizza, Thai food, and Belgian waffles. The Belgian waffles were the biggest food attraction. If you went to the World's Fair, you had to wait in line to try the Belgian waffles.
Oh, the Belgian waffles, that's one thing I do remember. They were great. But you have to remember that we were from a little town in the middle of the country where we hadn't really ever seen any other cultures. So the food, a lot of the food was just fabulous. I remember the Thai food particularly. Many people in our group had never been west of the Rocky Mountains, so this was a big experience.
The 1962 Seattle World's Fair was a turning point for the city, and it introduced Americans to the wonders of the future. Filmmaker John Gordon Hill, who made a documentary about the fair called When Seattle Invented the Future, says that before the fair, people needed an excuse to come visit. Now millions of people come to our city to see all of the amazing sights, which of course includes the Space Needle and the monorail. And Jane's memory of the fair.
The fair was just, it was like a wonderland, a magic wonderland.
See you at the fair.
Meet Me at the Fair is a Jack Straw production. This segment was produced by Hannah Schnells, Lily O'Doherty, Jacob George, and Gianni Robinson, 8th grade students from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Productions. Special thanks to HistoryLink staff historians Paula Becker and Alan Stein, interview guest Jane Morton, Four Culture and the Washington State Arts Commission, and the Seattle Center Foundation. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org.